it might just save your life.
That's the power of love.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about love, ladies and gentlemen. L-O-V-E, love. That's right. It's a good thing. Oh, by the way, thinking about love and thinking about hatred, both of them require effort. That's right. It takes effort to love. It takes effort to hate. You're gonna burn some energy either way. Thing is, when we've decided that we're going to hate people, we're burning our energy in a negative way. When we decide we're going to love people, we're burning energy in a positive way. And when I say negative and positive ways now, I'm really not thinking so much about the objects of our hatred or our love, although that matters. But that's not my primary focus right now. My primary focus now in talking about burning negative energy or burning positive energy, burning the energy in a negative way or burning the energy in a positive way. What I'm saying right now is this. We decide that we're going to hate. That brings about negative effects for us. Yeah, negative effects, negative ramifications for the person doing the hating. On the other hand, when we decide we're going to love, can bring some very, very positive benefits to the one who is loving. You may want to reconsider whether or not you're going to allow people to continue to encourage you, inspire you, motivate you to be a hater of mankind. Or, if not all of mankind, a hater of this race or that group or that nationality or this gender. Yeah, you might want to give that a second thought because, you know, we've had experts who have said, particularly in the field of psychology, that the people whose hearts are filled with hatred and they're constantly doing things to try to make life miserable for other groups are also bringing added stress to themselves. Yeah, so you might want to give that a second thought. Those of you who like to recruit and try to draw people into your webs of hatred, you may want to give that a second thought. Is that doing you the most good? I can tell you from a spiritual standpoint and from an eternal standpoint, absolutely not. You're only harming yourselves. But even from this temporary phase of life stage, are you doing yourself the most good? Not if you're increasing your stress. Think about some of the facial expressions that we saw on some of those people who were expressing their support for Donald Trump when he was running for president. Now, I'm not focusing right now on Donald Trump. My focus is the people who were angry about the way life was going for them, and they were expressing their hostility towards the groups that had nothing to do with the pain that they were experiencing. But they were looking for someone to scapegoat. And they wanted somebody to step up who would help them take their anger out on the innocent people who had done them no harm. Think about what kind of facial expressions you saw. Think about the body language you saw in many of these people, whether you think about the older guy who just viciously shot an elbow to the younger black man who wasn't threatening him whatsoever, obediently leaving with security to exit the building. And this guy steps out and hits him. Think about what you saw in that older man's face before and after the blow. Think about so many, male and female, the facial expressions and the body language. Many of them were already so tense, so because they were so stressed, partly because of the circumstances under which they were living, financially difficult times, etc., but also partly because it was so important to them to unleash hostility on other people. Their hearts filled with hostility and maliciousness. It's not good for the individual. All right. So that said, I want us to be people who will indeed begin to look at what will really, really help us live life our best. Live life the best way. Remember now, our Creator put a lot of good in us. And we should stop suppressing that good and let that good come forth. Not only will the people who you send that good out to benefit, but you will benefit. All right. We're talking about the self-aware leader. Dr. Terry Linhart is helping us discover our blind spots in order to help us reach our ministry potential. As I've said before, the primary focus here is definitely ministry leadership. But I guarantee you, even if you are not in ministry, there are so many outstanding tips and principles that you can apply to your leadership environment. I encourage you to do that. Listen to this, for example. Still focusing for the time being on conflict. Conflict where you lead. Conflict where you follow. Conflict where you lead and follow. Although conflict should be resolved quickly, make sure to let the emotional fervor fade. The emotional fervor. So often, even in Christian environments, religious environments, we come together to discuss business, to discuss issues that are problematic, and not everyone comes to the table with their minds made up that they're going to discuss the matter honestly. Not all make the decision that they're going to come and discuss the matter objectively. Not all are committed to discussing the matter in a civil manner. We have all kinds of people on this earth, and even many of those, as a matter of fact, who claim to be very, very religious people, very godly people, they want to give the impression of being very righteous, etc., are the exact opposite. Sometimes we're just so caught up in what we believe is truly the best way to go that if someone opposes that, we really get bent out of shape. Sometimes, and we really are upset. Some people, though, are just because of the type of personality that they have. They come to the table with the intention of trying to upset people. And upsetting people is more important to them than having an honest, open, objective discussion about the issue for which most of the people are there. You have people with agendas. And I'm just, you know, hipping you to this so that you'll be ready to go in better prepared. There are people who will at least start out talking about the primary issue. But before long, they'll be using volumes. You know, they'll be deliberately talking loud, much louder than necessary. And in many cases, much louder than they even want to, because they're not emotionally disturbed themselves. They just want to get you upset. And they know that you start talking all loud and yelling at people, you can get them emotionally inflamed. Don't let them succeed. Don't let them get you riled up. You have some, as I was saying earlier, evil people in this world. Some wicked people, the Creator calls them, who really are working to just cause trouble. And so conflict arises, it needs to be dealt with. You got these kind of people who may deliberately make it harder to resolve the conflict, but we must resolve the conflict and we've got to deal with our emotions. Let's look at that some more when I come back.